Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of our language learning podcast. I'm Brian, and with me, as always, is Ashley.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here. Today, we're diving into the exciting world of sports, but we won't just be focusing on the incredible physical feats that athletes achieve.
Exactly. We often see elite athletes as almost like superheroes. They appear strong, incredibly focused, and always winning. But beneath all the medals and the applause, there's a human being facing immense pressure. Today, we're going to talk about mental health challenges for elite athletes.
It's a really important and often overlooked topic, isn't it? I mean, have you ever tried to perform perfectly in front of thousands or even millions of people? Just thinking about it makes me nervous. I usually just worry about remembering my grocery list when I go to the store.
Tell me about it. That's a very relatable worry for most of us. We'll explore some of the unique pressures these athletes face and why their mental well-being is just as crucial as their physical fitness for their success and overall happiness.
Let's start with the most obvious challenge, pressure. From a very young age, many athletes are pushed incredibly hard to be the best in their sport. This creates a huge burden on them, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Think about the intense pressure to win every competition, to always perform at a peak level, day after day. One bad game, one small mistake can be seen and talked about by absolutely everyone. It's a constant test.
And it's not just internal pressure that they put on themselves. There's also the constant public scrutiny. Every single move they make, both on and off the field or court, is carefully analyzed and often criticized.
That's right. The media can be very critical, and fans can be incredibly demanding, expecting perfection all the time. This constant demand for flawlessness can lead to intense performance anxiety and a deep fear of failure in every single aspect of their lives.
Can you imagine having your every performance, your every decision commented on by millions of people online all around the world? It must be absolutely exhausting to live under that kind of microscope. And this constant judgment can really affect an athlete's self-esteem and confidence.
It truly can. We've seen many examples of this in various sports. Famous gymnasts, top tennis players, popular basketball stars, all talking openly about the mental toll of carrying the hopes of an entire nation or a whole team on their shoulders.
It's like they're always in the spotlight, with no escape. And that can be a very isolating experience for them, even when they are surrounded by teammates or fans. They can feel very much alone in their struggles.
Following on from that idea of isolation, let's talk about how the elite athlete lifestyle itself can directly contribute to mental health challenges. Athletes often spend long periods away from their family and friends, traveling for competitions or training camps.
That's a great point, Brian. While their friends from high school might be going to university or starting typical jobs, these athletes are living a very different, highly structured, and often solitary life. This can make forming and maintaining normal social connections very difficult.
Also, their entire identity often revolves around their sport. They've dedicated their lives to it. So, what happens if they can no longer compete at that elite level, or when they eventually retire from the sport altogether?
That's a huge issue, isn't it? The loss of identity after retirement or a career-ending injury. Suddenly, the thing that defined them, that they dedicated their entire lives to, is gone. This can lead to depression, anxiety, and a profound feeling of being lost.
And speaking of injuries, these aren't just physical setbacks, as we often think. A serious injury can be absolutely devastating mentally for an athlete. It can bring strong feelings of frustration, helplessness, and a terrible fear about their future in the sport they love.
Exactly. The recovery process can be incredibly long and lonely, filled with a lot of uncertainty. They might constantly worry if they'll ever return to their previous form, or if their career is completely over. It's a double blow, both physical pain and deep emotional turmoil.
It's not all doom and gloom, though, thankfully. We are seeing a very positive change starting to happen. More and more elite athletes are bravely speaking out about their mental health struggles, which is a wonderful step forward.
People like Simone Biles in gymnastics or Naomi Osaka in tennis have really helped to open up the conversation and show everyone that it's perfectly okay not to be okay, even if you are a world champion or an Olympic medalist. Their honesty is so important.
Their courage is truly inspiring, isn't it? It's helping to break down the old idea that athletes must always be mentally tough and never show any weakness. Asking for help is actually a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness at all.
Many sports organizations are now, thankfully, providing much better mental health support. This includes services like sports psychologists and professional counselors, making them a routine part of athlete care, just like physical trainers and doctors.
Right. The focus is definitely shifting to seeing mental health as an integral and essential part of overall well-being and peak performance. Having a strong support system from coaches, teammates, family, and professionals is absolutely vital for these athletes.
It clearly shows that even the most successful and seemingly strong individuals need help sometimes, and that is perfectly normal and acceptable for anyone. It's a message we all need to remember.
So, to sum up, elite athletes face many unique mental health challenges, including immense pressure from all sides, social isolation, identity crises when their career changes, and the profound mental impact of injuries.
But the good news is that the conversation is growing louder, and the stigma around mental health in sports is slowly but surely breaking down. Support systems are improving, recognizing that a healthy mind is just as crucial as a healthy body for peak performance.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that beneath the uniforms and the medals, these are human beings with complex emotions and needs, just like all of us in our daily lives.
Thank you for joining us today on this incredibly important discussion. We hope you found it insightful and that it gave you a new perspective on the demanding world of elite sports.
That's all for this episode of the Language Learning Podcast. Don't forget to practice your English, keep listening, and join us next time for another interesting topic.
Goodbye, everyone.
See you next time.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.